Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Punk, Mysterio, two future Hall of Famers, WrestleMania 26. Actually, did Mysterio already get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Good question. We'll have to look.
I think they inducted him already, and it was it the like last year before he wrestled Dom, and Dom was like acting pissed off during it. Am I making this up?
Yeah, 2023. He got in.
Yeah, yep. they put him in. Okay, so Mysterio's already in the Hall of Fame. Punk's a future Hall of Famer, undoubtedly a future Hall of Famer now that he's back home.
Yes, man,
that pisses the Punk being back home, saying he's back home, really pisses people off.
Yes, absolutely.
Because Jeff, everyone that's watching wrestling, none of them ever have gotten back together with an ex before.
Why would you? Right, of course not.
They've never gone back to work at a company that they said they would never work for. They've never started talking to a friend that they had a falling out with. They've never reignited a relationship with a family member. Ever. So whatever you say has to stay that way for the end of time, or else you're a major hypocrite and boo you for doing that. The guy worked there. It was his home. He had a bad experience. He left. He didn't even really blast them that bad. I mean, initially he did, but like he kind of, for the most part, took the high road. He worked for Fox and covered WWE at one point. He got back in the business. He stayed friends with people in the business. It's his home. Really not that hard to understand.
How about the money, man? Like, that's what
and then
he
there's
said.
That too. Yeah.
Yep.
Millions of dollars. So anyways, I was bummed he got hurt. I can't wait for him to get back. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Who knows? Like, but it'll be fun to see him finish that story. So the return will be awesome. That's for sure. All right. So why'd you pick this one?
Yeah. So this was because of everything with Punk. So kind of plain and simple here. This was one where I wanted to make sure that we were covering a Punk match, kind of throwing it back a little bit with kind of what was happening. Like it was at this point, this was, 14 years ago when this one was taking place. We covered some Punk matches before, but this was one, especially we're on the road to WrestleMania ourselves. I wanted to cover a WrestleMania match. This is a very quick one. With some good stipulations to this one that we'll get into, and why not?
Good. All right. Well, I'm ready if you're ready.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Let's get into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right. So WrestleMania 26, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. I was at this event. This was maybe my third or fourth WrestleMania, right down the street. Went to the Hall of Fame, went to the Fan Fest, went to the show, didn't go to Raw the night after. I think I actually had to go out of town the next day or something. I can't remember, but which I was bummed about because Shawn Michaels gave kind of a speech or whatever in the middle of the ring. So, all right, 26th annual WrestleMania, March 28th, 2010, 72,000 there, buy rate of 885,000. Really good WrestleMania. So, all right, let's go through the card very quickly here. We start off with Big Show and Miz, which was Show Miz, retaining their tag titles in 3 minutes against Morrison and Truth. Ugh.
Sure.
Triple threat match of Orton defeating Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase Jr. That was the end of their faction. That was that faction called. Do you remember? Legacy.
Legacy, yeah.
Okay, so it's the end of Legacy. Okay. Money in the Bank, Jack Swagger wins this one, defeats Christian, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Evan Bourne, Kane, Kofi Kingston, Matt Hardy, MVP, and Shelton Benjamin. Just too many guys in there.
Full ring, yeah.
Boy, Triple H defeats Sheamus in 12 minutes. Yeah, whatever. Match we're going to cover. Singles match. Mysterio, Punk. Then we had the Bret Hart, Mr. McMahon match. And I appreciate they did this. Maybe we'll cover it at some point because it's infamous. But that match just didn't work. And it was dead silent in that building. I mean, it was unbelievable. So at this point, it's just really not a good show. And I'm telling you, I barely remember this WrestleMania and I was there. Okay. Jericho is going to retain his heavyweight championship by defeating Edge in 15 minutes. Then we had a 10 Diva tag team match. I'm not even going to read the names, but nope, 3 minutes. Don't. Entrances took longer. Your semi-main event, John Cena winning the WWE Championship against Batista in 13 minutes. So what? I mean, they had some good matches, but this wasn't one of them. It was 13 minutes long. So at this point, I mean, this is not a good WrestleMania.
Nope.
And then our final match, Taker Shawn, 24 minutes. Taker, you know, keeps the streak going. We knew this was going to happen. You know, so the you know, you're doing the rematch. You can't top the first match. This match was incredible, but it still didn't top it. And at the end of the day, you know, what did we really get here? We knew Shawn was going to lose. We knew that we weren't going to top the first match because it wasn't possible. So a really weird WrestleMania, man. Really, really weird WrestleMania. How do we get to Punk Mysterio?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. I'll talk a little bit, remind everybody of the Straight Edge Society, which Punk, you had Luke Gallows, Serena, who was Serena Deeb. It kind of going, like promoting his straight edge lifestyle, of course, as we all know, you know, abstaining from alcohol, tobacco, drugs, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, preaching his gospel of kind of what he wanted. And so that's why they have their, you'll see they have their head shaved. As well to, you know, when we're kind of showing people. And so, yeah, just kind of interesting. But the feud actually goes back. We're looking at Elimination Chamber. This was that first Elimination Chamber in 2010, just not that long before this, actually, late February. You had Punk eliminated by Mysterio in that match for the World Heavyweight Championship. But then you had as well, too, Mysterio costing Punk a qualifying match against Shelton, or in his qualifying match against Shelton Benjamin, to be in that Money in the Ladder, or yeah, Money in the Bank ladder match at this WrestleMania too. So it would have been interesting if Punk was in that versus, you know, having this match as well too. And then you had some kind of weird storyline where the Straight Edge Society, it was actually Rey Mysterio's daughter, who we've seen her more recently, but at the time it was her 9th birthday party, and them interrupting that. And because of that, and then, you know, just, you know, taunting Aaliyah, his daughter, like kind of got to the point where then Mysterio challenged him. But one of the stipulations that came from this, though, was that the stipulation was that if he lost, he would have to join the Straight Edge Society. And so that, you know, kind of getting into that, we have a little bit of a stipulation here. Like I said, we've got them all together, not a ton of build, but there, you know, there was some stuff that happened after and we were still kind of getting into it. So it's tight, or it's, you know, very quick build, quick one, but that's okay. And so then we get into this match.
Good. Well, I'm pumped to cover it. It's a short one, so we won't have a lot to talk about, but we'll talk about the match and maybe talk a little Punk and a little Mysterio. I'm ready if you're ready.
Yeah, I got to pull up. Let's do it.
Okay, 1 hour, 28-minute mark, WrestleMania 26, the greatest WrestleMania of all time. I'm kidding. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
All right, Mysterio in man, what a cool outfit there—a little sky blue. I like it.
Yeah,
it's a good look. The set for this show was good. I mean, it was a good WrestleMania stadium show set. I Jeff, I can't believe how bad this card was. I just don't. I mean, I remember like just it being like a blah WrestleMania compared to some of the other ones I was at, but.
Well, and this one too. It's going to be a very short match here. It's interesting, like. just what we're getting, kind of a, you know, we got the old school setup here as well too. Like, it's just, you know, I do.
All right, so you, yeah, you like the Punk long hair better or short hair better?
I do not. I like the short hair Punk. I'm not. Yeah, absolutely. I like the nowadays. Yeah.
I guess I do too, but I like forgot about the long hair. I mean, I know he had it for a lot of his career, but I just didn't even remember it.
He looks pretty similar. Other than that, like, kind of his build is even similar today than he looked, yeah, you know, obviously younger, but it hasn't changed much, which, you know, a lot of wrestlers, whatever, for whatever reason, do. And so, yeah. Oh, kind of Ray climbing up to the top there. So I'll ask you a question. If Punk didn't get hurt, what would have been the WrestleMania match?
I mean, it was the Seth match, and I say that based on the reaction that it got. I mean, it was super, super, super over.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so now you wonder, do you just delay that and, you know, hey, Punk will be back by SummerSlam and he wins Money in the Bank and it's him and, you know, Rollins at SummerSlam. I mean, who knows? But, you know, that's a thought. So I want to see Punk as champ. I want to see him headline WrestleMania because I think that is a great kind of wraparound to things that didn't happen in the first go. I think Punk as a babyface is super over, and I want to see that. I also think that, you know, he's the type of guy that while he's champion, you can transition him to a heel and he'd be an incredible heel. So I'm just looking forward to what they do. I really, really bummed he got hurt, and you know, it feels like it had been a while since there was a major injury that like changed the course of so many things. But you know, Punk injury really made a big deal, and then of course you pull Lesnar out of WrestleMania, and it's amazing what a ripple effect that had and how many things had changed, but it is what it is. And so, yeah, Punk got the G.I. Joe.
I see that. Yeah.
Lights on. What's the tie in there? Do you know?
I don't know. That's a good question here. I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find anything.
I don't know if he was like on it or something. I feel like there was something there, but.
He does have G.I. Joe tattoos. He's got the Cobra logo on his shoulder, so he's just a fan of. I don't know if there's some story to this here.
Is there anything else that you want Rey Mysterio to do before he retires?
I think that he'll need one more one-off match with Dom. I think that you got to have that. I think that could be his retirement match. But I also don't know when Ray's ever going to retire. Like, it feels weird thinking about him retiring. I actually added some Lucha Underground matches to our list as well, too.
Oh, I never saw that show. Have you?
No, and it was episodic. It was weekly, and so they were telling some long-form storytelling. Oh, big kick there. High kick. It's some long form storytelling, but it was interesting because Rey Mysterio was in Lucha Underground. There was a few, I kept seeing a name and I was like, well, one, John Morrison, you know, whatever you want to call him. You know, he was there as well too. You had a lot of people, Io Shirai was in there as well too.
Okay.
Like, but so there was actually a lot of people that were there, like before, like all these things are happening. And so, but there was one name that kept coming up, like Prince Puma. And I was like, who is this? Like, he kept coming up as like having some of the best matches.
Wow. What a DDT that was.
Giant DDT from like a springboard one. But Prince Puma was Ricochet. And so he was masked, but he was Ricochet. And so there's some, so I got about four or five matches that were like some of the big storytelling ones from Lucha Underground, but Ray was there. So, wow, that was a 360 DDT. He didn't hit it perfect, but it still looked cool as hell. Oh yeah, he just hit him hard. Yeah. So yeah, I think he's got to have that one off with Dom, but I think Dom in the Judgment Day storyline is incredible. So what, you know, I don't know how you break that up either. So yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing major I need to see him do, but I'm just glad he's still doing it, and you know, we'll see what happens. And the LWO is over, man. They sell a ton of t-shirts.
They do, and you got Andrade coming back now. Like, and Ray, he is flying all over the ring right now. This is crazy. Yeah.
And he was still very fast now. I mean, he's lost a little bit of a step since, but at this point, he's still very, very fast. But he's going for the frog splash here. Man, just no one does it like Eddie did it. And Van Damme as well. It's just, it's the two of them with their frog, completely different frog splashes, but both of those are the best in my opinion. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so this is just tight little match here. Everybody is just kind of paying attention. Not really a ton happening, but yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, looking at a WrestleMania, I mean, you've been to some of these bigger venues, and unfortunately, the vast majority of the seats suck.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I recently did the demo of the Apple Vision Pro, and my goodness, yes. they showed front row at a European soccer match, and they showed front row first baseline at Fenway Park, and my goodness, man, because it's 360. Every direction you look, there's something. So it's not just watching on TV. All right, so 1, 2, 3. There you go.
Mysterio got him. Yep.
Wow, place went nuts for the finish. Yeah, tight little 6-minute match, man. But place did go nuts, and they're glad to see Mysterio win. But, dude, when you're able to sit front row at a wrestling show, specifically a WrestleMania, and you're able to watch on your Vision Pro or your VR goggles of choice, dude, I'm telling you, your mind will be blown away. Wait until you see go into the Apple store and do a demo.
I need to just go do a demo. Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, you're just going to be like, and again, NBA, MLB, whatever you enjoy. But I mean, I'm just thinking wrestling, like I'll go to another wrestling event. I'm not saying I never will. But, dude, the idea of watching a WrestleMania from the front row, take my $100, honestly. Like, I just cheaper than going, right? Like,
yep. You get both nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, this was fun. Let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
All right. So, short match. What'd you think of it?
Still really good though, like high action, lot happening, lot going on, like just really good overall.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Big pop at the end for Mysterio. Good use of interference. The dastardly heel CM Punk tried to cheat and wasn't able to.
No,
I like it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Good overall. Yeah. So this one, it didn't end at this point here, of course, kind of having this match here, winning. So he didn't have to join the Straight Edge Society. They actually had a rematch at Extreme Rules where if Mysterio said if Punk lost, he would have to have his head shaved. Punk won that one. And so kind of dealing with that. Just a lot of back and forth. There was a Over the Limit match as well too, which adding the stipulations back into this one, where he did get his head shaved after that one. So then he had Punk in a mask for a while too. And then that kind of all culminated. It was actually Fatal 4-Way. I had forgotten about this pay-per-view until I added it. Actually, I added a match to our list from it not that long ago. But yeah, Mysterio beating Jack Swagger, The Big Show, and CM Punk to win the World Heavyweight Championship for the second time in this one. Only held it for about a month, lost it at Money in the Bank against Kane, who he won that SmackDown Money in the Bank ladder match earlier that night. And then he ended up, Mysterio had a rematch at SummerSlam as well too with Kane and ended up losing that one. But Punk ended up going on feuding with Big Show as well too. They ended up breaking up the Straight Edge Society as well too, kind of giving Luke Gallows a go to sleep, and so just kind of disbanding at that point. So but you had Joey Mercury was a member as well too for a little bit in there. He was the late joiner. He was involved in this a little bit as well too, so just kind of you know, the story continued. I guess that's the best way to put it. And so, but good stuff overall. Good match, like I said, between these guys. Tight little, like, you know, even if you look at, okay, it was like a 6 month story. Like, that's great. I'm perfectly okay with that. Like, it, you know, both players, it worked well. So, PWI, so this was 2010. And coming into this one, PWI, CM Punk was number 3, Ray was 13. The Observer newsletter on this one had a they only went about 6 minutes, but it was a fucking great 6 minutes. Just like about the best 6 minutes you can have. Ray came out with an avatar mask complete with long ponytail. Okay, that makes sense now that I see that. They basically tried to take a 12-minute match and condense it into 6 minutes. So as good as it was, it came off super rushed. He then hit the 619 on Punk and the springboard splash for the pin. Had this one gone twice as long, it would have been this, the second or third best match on the show. 3.25 stars. So we got 3.25. What are you thinking, man?
6.5. I mean, okay. It was a really, really good match. Like, but, you know, again, it was there wasn't anything where it's like, you got to go back and watch this. I mean, I forgot it happened. So I'm kind of like a – yeah, you know what? I'll give it a 7. It was a really good match, and I liked it. I almost wish we had more shorter matches like this.
Yeah, I'm at a 7.5, actually. I thought that this was pretty good. Like, again, it's interesting. We haven't talked about this WWE speed that they're coming out with, like these timed matches or whatever. I still don't know what's going to happen with that, but this would be one of those. Like, you just need put a 6 minute clock up and let's see what they can do. Like, so I was really happy with this one. I thought it was good. So, yeah, doing that. And, especially since it's going to be digital only, like, who knows what it's going to be. But with that, I think, like I said, I'm a 7.5 on this one. I was really impressed with this match. So,
good, man. I'm glad we covered it. It was fun.
Yeah. So want to remind everybody, of course, manscaped.com, make sure you're using our promo code payoff, giving you 20% off and free shipping, everything in the store. You load up your cart, put whatever you want there, you're getting 20% off and free shipping everything. And so with that, man, every week here we're getting closer and closer to WrestleMania.
Yep. I mean, it's I don't know, man. Like, I just it's something fun to look forward to every year, you know, like the Super Bowl. I mean, whatever. Unless my team's in it, it's not really that big of a deal. I'll see the commercials on Twitter. It's just another football game. It might be good. It might not be good, you know, but WrestleMania, man, it's always a very special time of the year. I love it. You know, there is no bad WrestleMania because every year it's the best they can do at that time. And man, I just like, I don't know if you saw the little vignette they played at the beginning of the press conference they did back in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, dude, I mean, just the history of it. You're just like, God. And now it's like, I mean, I remember when it was like WrestleMania 2000. And so the first 15 years they showed the highlights. Now it's like you go through those 40 years and it's Edge's spear with the ladder, then it's Hogan Andre, then it's Bianca and Sasha, then it's Brett and Shawn, and then it's Austin and Rock. You just 40 years of this shit, and now it's two nights, and so you probably have two main events, and it's really cool, man. So I'm pumped for it.
Yeah,
as if absolutely. The people listening to this needed a commercial or a reason to watch WrestleMania, but I'm excited.
Right. Yeah, of course. Like, we don't need to sell it. We're going to be watching. We're going to be glued. So, yeah. So, all right. Let's send them home happy.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you next week on an all new episode of The Payoff.